AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities continue to collect evidence in a Waco, Texas parking lot where nine men from rival motorcycle gangs died over the weekend in a shootout.
From the vehicles that we have searched this afternoon and throughout the day, we are continuing to find weapons in those vehicles. Some of those weapons are high caliber weapons, and that's all I'll say about that.
Sergeant Patrick Swanton was asked if the police department will provide security for the funerals of the dead bikers.
It was during a criminal event, and some people made choices to be in the places they were. The question about, are we aware of funerals? Yes, we are. Are we going to be watching those to make sure they're safe as much as we can?
Two of three bikers who were mistakenly freed from jail are back in jail, having turned themselves in. The Takata Corporation has bowed to pressure and is declaring millions of its airbags defective.
Takata agreed to declare a defect in 33.8 million of its airbag inflators. What that means is this will double the number of vehicles that will be recalled from about 17 million to almost 34 million.
AP correspondent Tom Krischer reports safety regulators have been haggling with Takata for the past year over the size of the recall and the cause of the problem. The House has approved a short-term extension of funding for highway and transportation projects. Transportation Committee Chairman Bill Schuster says it wasn't the preferred approach.
Our hope was to extend the service program through the end of the calendar year. That would have ensured reliable funding for states through the construction season.
Fellow Republican Sam Graves says the bill will buy time to try to draft a long-term solution. This is AP Radio News. Drug agents have made a record seizure in New York City.
New York Special Narcotics Prosecutor says drug agents seized 70 kilograms of Mexican heroin, 154 pounds, from a pair of traffickers in the Bronx over the weekend. How much heroin is that? The largest single seizure in New York State, and according to Prosecutor Bridget Brennan, enough to supply a dose to every man, woman, and child in New York City. Two suspects were taken into custody. Authorities believe the ring had been bringing in similar amounts of heroin every month, supplying users in at least five states. The Drug Enforcement Administration pegs the street value of the seizure at $50 million. Warren Levinson, New York.
A fugitive on the lam since walking away from a prison farm in Ohio in 1959 was flown back to the Buckeye State today after his recent arrest in Florida. Our Norwegian cruise ship that departed from Boston has run aground this evening in Bermuda. 2,675 passengers and 1,062 crew are safe. I'm Ross Simpson.